Welcome to the Elite BSC Podcast, where our entire focus is helping commercial janitorial contractors succeed. You want a growing company, a thriving team, and healthy profits, and we are here to help. My name is Jordan Tong. I'm the founder of Elite BSC, a company dedicated to helping janitorial companies grow and thrive. I also serve as CEO and one of the owners of France Building Services. France is a janitorial company employing nearly 600 people. Since 2007, we grew from 1.5 million to more than 20 million in annual revenue and built what I think is one of the best teams in the world. The goal of Elite BSC in this podcast is to give owners in the industry a vision of where their company can be and the information and tools to get there. I want to share what I have learned over the years to make this a reality for you. Hey, BSCs, Jordan Tong, your host here. So today on our podcast, I want to talk about what might feel like a little bit of an odd topic or an odd thing that you didn't realize that you ever may say. But the topic is five reasons you would say no to a prospective customer. So let's say you're out bidding on a job and someone has asked you to give a proposal. Let's say they've gone all the way to where they might accept you. What would be some reasons that you would say no, that you would say, I don't think I want this account? And there are reasons. I mean, early on in our businesses, we often, just go after anything and everything that we can get. And, we do this because we need revenue and we're excited to grow. And, it's at various phases in the growth of our organization, we're looking for always trying to get to the next level, which can sometimes make us a bit desperate. And you also can fall on some hard times, and so you're desperate to get new business, and desperation is never a good way to sell. But when it comes to getting customers and landing customers, knowing when to say no is important. So Michael Porter, who wrote the groundbreaking work on business strategy, wrote in a Harvard Business Review article, he says, strategy is often more about learning when to say no. So a question you need to ask yourself is, when it comes to possible business that you could pursue, when is it appropriate or when is the time to say no? We're not going to go after that particular type of business. This is not good for our cleaning company, for who we are, for what we stand for the kind of business we want to build, whatever the case may be. You need to know when to say no and when to say yes. So let's look at five possible reasons why you would say no. So reason number one, and this is something I've been big on over the years because it's been a bit instrumental in our growth, is that the account is too small. So reason number one to say no is that the account is too small. So I always encourage people that are in the growth phase of their company, probably if you're at least 500K on up, to have a minimum account size that you would take. So obviously, every janitorial contractor early on has to start out with smaller contracts. So you typically don't have the capital or experience to start large projects, and small jobs are a great way to get your feet wet. But it's difficult to build a large, scalable janitorial company with accounts like these. So at some point, you have to start saying no. And, for our company over the years, when we first set a minimum, we were probably doing about $1 million in revenue, or a little over $1.5 million. And we set a revenue, an individual account revenue size, like a cutoff minimum at $750 a month. So translated into today's dollars, which makes me sound old, will probably be, somewhere in the neighborhood of $1,200, $1,300 a month, something like that. That was where our cutoff was. So anything smaller than that, we'd just say, hey, look, our minimum is $750. If you're still interested, we'd be happy to talk to you. And if not, we totally understand. And over time, as we grew to, $3, $4 million, that number went up to, $1,500. And as we pushed up into $10 million plus, that number grew to $3,000, $4,000 a month. And now we'll do $20 million this year. And that number for us, I think now, is somewhere in the $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 a month range. is the size of account that an account needs to be before we would say yes to it. So there's small accounts drain energy and resources, and so as you get larger, they become harder to service. And so one small account that maybe bills $1,000 a month is one customer, and you could have a similar customer at $10,000 a month. That's still one customer, one source of complaints, you know, et cetera. And so over time, it becomes not scalable, and small startup contractors are in the best spot to serve those small customers. So that is going to be reason number one to say no. So reason number two to say no to a prospective customer is actually the total opposite end of this, and is that the account may be too large. So, you know, this one hurts. So to look at an account that you're initially really excited about, only to find out that it is going to stretch you financially in a way that maybe you're not comfortable with, may be a time when you would say no. Now, this hasn't happened a lot to us. You know, we sort of knew some of the big ones that we'd probably need to stay away from. But there was one particular account I remember. We were probably doing $3 million a year in revenue, maybe 3.5. And I remember an account came up for bid that was about an hour and a half away. And I thought it was going to be right in our wheelhouse. And as I went through the walkthrough and started adding up the amount of man hours that were required, et cetera, it became clear to me that this account was going to be probably worth 1.5 to 1.75 mil per year. And that would have been like 50%+ of our business. And it would have put a strain on us that I don't think would have been good during that phase. And it would have been difficult to manage. And it's a lot. I think growth and even aggressive growth is good, but sometimes we can make stupid growth decisions. And I think if we would have continued to pursue that, if we had gotten it, I think that ultimately would have been a stupid decision for us. I don't think that would have reaped near the kind of rewards or benefits that we would have been looking for. So that would be number two. So number one is the account is too small. Number two, the account is too large. So number three is that the account is maybe too far away. So as you think about expanding your organization, if you're in a smaller geographic market like we are, we have to grow geographically. If you're in a big metro market, you know, that's less of a concern for you until you get to a certain size where that becomes necessary. But something we're all going to face at some point along the lines is that the account is too far away. So most of us have faced the decision of servicing an account just outside of our normal service territory. So my rule of thumb would be this: if you don't plan to grow in that new area, then don't pick up the new account. So successfully managing accounts requires active, present management. And when an account is more than, I don't know, maybe an hour or a little more than that away, it can eat up an entire day for a manager to make a stop there. So this not only pulls them away from other important accounts, but to be honest, I mean, if I'm the manager too, it makes me reluctant to go visit this new faraway customer. And if you're not careful, the account far away could end up becoming a drain on your business. So if you're not like super excited, like we want this because we want to be in this area or has built-in management or something like that, an account that's too far away may be another reason why you might say, I think we're going to pass on this particular customer. This is probably not going to be a good fit for us. And look, we have certainly done this as an organization. We've actually made the mistake of going after the account that's a little bit too far away and it being a struggle and a strain. And then there's been other times where we have gone after something a little bit far away because we knew we wanted to be in that area. And so we thought, let's get this and let's fight hard to keep it and service it well, knowing that at some point it's going to pay off and it's going to help us establish, you know, a foundation for more customers in that area. All right, so that's number three. Number four, the fourth reason you might would say no to a prospective customer is that they only care about price. Now, this one is not going to be an automatic no, and it's probably the toughest to deal with. But we all know the kind of prospective customer that I'm talking about. Like, they only care about the bottom line. Now, it is important to be able to compete on price. And, you know, the bottom line for everybody does obviously matter. But there's a difference in somebody that, hey, you need to be competitive or the lowest or near the lowest bid to get this contract versus someone who they don't care about anything else except for the price. And there's a distinction there between those two. One of them will be loyal, potentially, and the other will not be. So, you know, these kinds of prospective customers, they switch contractors every 2 or 3 years to keep the price low. And, you know, we go into these and we think, well, maybe we'll be the exception to the rule, the person they decide to hang on to for a long time. And I suppose that could happen. But their past actions are probably the best predictor of what they're going to do in the future. So if there's somebody that, you know, verbally makes it really clear that, hey, we are only after price and they're not looking for a long-term relationship, they have a history of changing contractors, then these are probably, you know, the type of customer that I probably wouldn't want to partner up with. It's gonna be a drain on us ultimately and doesn't really contribute to the kind of customer base that's going to make us successful in the long run. So here's maybe a few hints as you think about this that may tip you off that this is a price-only sort of prospect and it's not going to be a good fit. So the first one of those will be the prospect has had 3 or more contractors in the last 5 years. There's a certain point where it gets to be a tad too much. The next one will be a prospect will not let you give an in-person sales presentation. Now, this has changed a bit post-COVID. I think Zoom presentations are fine. I think it's become more and more common to give proposals and communicate via email, just, again, in a post-COVID world. So I'm probably not as worried about this one as much. But if someone's not really wanting to communicate, they don't really care, it's like, send me your price, then that's probably an indicator that they're not looking for a partnership. If they don't want to sign an agreement longer than a year, again, we've signed year-long agreements, and we understand that's necessary sometimes. But if someone is not interested in a partnership over the long haul, you know, it could be another red flag. And again, if they don't care about any of the stuff that sets you apart, that makes you different, it's possible that they're not going to be a good fit as well. So the last one, the last reason that we might say no is that the customer type doesn't really fit for what our cleaning company is trying to do. So, you know, an obvious example for us and for a lot of people in the commercial janitorial space is that retail customers are not ideal for us. They don't fit our model because of the, you know, when the service gets performed often, and the type of management that it takes. Like, it's just a different bird, it's a different animal, and we're not set up to take care of them. And there are probably other customer types that are like this. So there was a time for us, and I even know some other contractors, that they serve a ton of banks, and they're spread out all over the place. And they're really well set up to do that. And for other customers, like, it's become the case for us, that has become increasingly hard for us to do, given the types of accounts that we have. So in the way our management is structured. So, you know, not every customer type is a good fit for you. And we just need to realize that there's going to be some vertical market segments that are just not a good fit, at least right now in the space that we're in. So look, saying no to a prospective customer or turning down an invitation to bid or perhaps walking away after you've presented, it's never an easy decision. It's never a cut and dry decision that is, you know, easy to know what the right thing is to do. But these are some indicators that could maybe help give you some clarity as you're forced to make those kinds of decisions. And saying, learning when to say no and then how to say no is very important as you think about growing and scaling your organization. So I hope you found this helpful. I hope that you have the guts to say no to some prospective customers coming up in the future. And I think your business will be better off for it. If we continue to target the right kinds of accounts and say no to the wrong kinds of accounts, we're going to lay a foundation that I think is going to last for a long time. If you found the information in this podcast helpful, please like and subscribe on whatever podcast platform that you're using. If you would like more resources or help to grow your cleaning company, head over to elitebsc.com. We have loads of articles, videos, free tools, coaching options, and a lot more. If your company is greater than $500K in revenue and you want to take your learning experience to the next level, check out our mastermind group. You can learn more about that at elitebsc.com/mastermind.